Hi, my name is Reagan, and I'm here with Anna.
Hey.
And I'm going to be telling a story about when I studied abroad in France. So I went on a three-week trip to France in January. We spent time in about 11 different cities, but we mainly stayed in Montpellier, Lourdes, Chenonceau, and then we ended with a week in Paris. So my story is actually about the day that we left. So we stayed in Paris for 7 days and then the trip was over. So we had a coach bus for pretty much the whole trip that took us to various places aside from, like, we used the public transport to get throughout Paris. But if we were going anywhere longer than like an hour, the bus would take us.
Yeah.
So our bus took us to the airport at about 7 a.m. And the night before we had been out at a like Irish pubby kind of place with our professors, just like celebrating. We somehow tended to go to like pubs in France, which is so strange because like I feel like that is the last place I expected myself to go.
Yeah.
But we just really liked them. But this one we wanted to like do something to celebrate our last night and we found ourselves there.
Sure.
So we were out pretty late and then none of us had packed. So that is just to explain the packing wasn't done probably to its best. So we were out till like 2 a.m. and then we left at 7 a.m. the next morning. We had to get on the bus and go. Yeah, not our best idea, but I don't regret it. And basically, I thought I did a great job. Like, I got all my stuff together. I was on time. We're driving to the airport. And of course, it takes way longer than expected.
Mm-hmm.
So we're already like a little high stress. It's like an hour later than we anticipated getting there. So I was just kind of like, oh no. But we had built in time because our professors were with us and they were like, they knew to expect that, I'm sure.
Totally.
So we got there to the airport. We had a little bit of trouble finding our like check-in spot, but eventually we got to like the baggage check and we were doing the kiosks, and obviously the kiosks didn't work very well. So basically just like everything that could go wrong went wrong.
Yeah.
Like none of us, our passports wouldn't scan, and then we had two professors for like 40 student or like 30 students, and we didn't know how to speak French, so the attendants couldn't really help us because they didn't speak great English. So it was just kind of like chaos.
Right.
Eventually, passport scan, we get through to the like counter to check your bag. I'm like, uh-oh, I hope my bag isn't overweight.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it can happen.
Right.
But when I was packing, I was like, oh, I'm going to be smart and put all of my jeans in my carry-on so that my big bag is lighter.
Yeah.
And I put my bag up, 10 pounds underweight. I'm feeling on top of the world because, like, I had no idea if it was going to be the right weight. So I'm like, oh, I'm good. Like, the hard part is over. Like, let's go. I'm ready to sit on this plane for 8 hours and then go home and see my parents.
Right.
And so I go up to the place, check my bag, and they're sending me to like the French TSA. I don't know what security is called there. But so I'm there, I get to the front of the line, and the person working the station in sort of French, sort of English is like, put your bag up, and they're weighing your carry-on, which like isn't really a thing in America.
That's
and I was like, oh. So I put my carry-on up, it's fine. And then he's like, no, your backpack too. And I was like, oh no. So I had to put my backpack and my carry-on on this like weird scale.
Yeah, once?
Yeah, both of them. So you get like 12 kilograms of like personal carry-on, both of them included. Obviously, it was overweight, so I thought my jean plan was seamless. It was not. And he's like, go back to the counter and check your second bag. And I'm like, oh, that sucks. Like, I don't want to pay for that.
Yeah.
Thinking $50.
Right.
$300. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
So we're all freaking out. There's about four of us who this happened to from my trip. We were all close on the trip. Like, we're all, like, freaking out. And we're, like, in tears. Like, we can't call our parents because it's, like, 3 a.m. home time. So we're just like, shoot. Like, I guess we have to do it.
Yeah.
And so we're all at these kiosks paying the $300 to get the second bag checked. Everybody else, like, their kiosk wasn't working except for mine. And the payment goes through as my teacher is, like, conversing with the person working there and, like, trying to, like, get him to let us in for free. So my kiosk goes through. Nobody else's does. So I paid the $300 and all my friends
oh my
didn't
God.
Because eventually the nice man working the stand was like, oh, like, my teacher was able to sweet talk him or whatever. So I was like so upset because I was like, oh my gosh, I've spent so much money on this trip. What am I going to do? But I checked my bag. We all checked our bags. And my friends who got to do it for free were nice enough to split the cost with me. Oh, so we all paid like 50, 60 each, which was a lot better than 300. Mm-hmm. So like I'm like, oh, that was a bummer. What's another 50 after I just like had the trip of my life? Like I'm blessed enough to like, that's okay.
Yeah.
And so we get on the plane, we go home, everything's fine. I'm like, wow, now I know. Okay. Be careful in France with those personal bags. And then I tell my parents about it, and my mom is very like, she gets things done. Uh-huh. She ended up disputing the charge with Air France after like she tried to fight them and they were like, no. Then she disputed it. And apparently there's a rule that if like they don't provide evidence within 30 days of like why it was a valid charge, like you just get the money back. Wow. So I got it back. So at the end of the day, I didn't lose a dollar, but in the moment it was high stress, very intense. And it honestly made leaving the trip easier because I was at that point, I was like, I want to go.
Yeah.
But now I obviously wish I could go back. But that is how I learned not to play around with Air France.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my story.